It's the Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine podcast, and I'm Janet Blair. Each week, I sit down with one of my girlfriends, whether it be
Teresa,
Natalie,
Carrie,
Kristen,
Tara,
Stephanie.
We talk about whatever.
We completely restore this trailer,
you know, fry people's faces off.
As a bad Mexican.
I don't understand the competition that goes on between women.
Two girls and a bottle of wine. Over a glass of wine, bottle of wine, or sometimes a couple bottles of wine. Join in on Facebook at facebook.com/twogirlsandabottleofwine. Don't miss us. Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Teresa.
And we are
two girls and a bottle of wine. Because men like boobs.
And girls like wine. T-Squared is back.
Hi.
Did you see the picture I was using today and yesterday to tease who was going to be my co-host?
I actually didn't. I haven't really been on Facebook.
On Facebook? I don't understand. You don't live there?
No. I haven't lately.
It's Facebook Street. It's like Sesame Street, but with Facebook.
Well, I've looked on there. I mean, I've done a couple posts and stuff, but, you know.
When I post as two girls and a bottle of wine, it won't let me tag people in pictures.
Right.
Which is annoying.
Yeah.
Very annoying. Facebook, if you're listening on pages, let us tag people because it's annoying.
Okay, so I'm going to have to look this up. Now I'm very curious
Steve and I were out and about on Sunday, and we saw a sign that said T-Squared. And I was like, oh, yes, picture.
Oh, got it.
And I filtered it to make it look cool, and yeah.
Oh, now I get it.
That was the tease.
Have to look it up. Okay, that's awesome.
So you're finally here.
I am.
Tuesday, and we took last week off because my day job got in the way. It's our annual meeting where everybody comes together, and there was no way in heck that I had any time or energy.
You work?
Yeah. I have a job.
What is that?
I know, right?
I don't know.
And that's when you have the perfect balance in life, when you're like, what? What's work? I don't understand. So it's been, the last time you were here, Carrie, you guys kind of teamed up against me.
We did not team up against you. We had fun.
I was like Valentine's Day red.
We were trying to bring you into the gutter like we are. And
you did it. That was so much fun.
Kind of good at that.
That was so much fun.
Girls'
night on Two Girls and Bottle of Wine. That's what it should have been called in hindsight. But you've been really busy. And this is just stuff I know about. First of all, you had a photo shoot.
Yes.
It was phenomenal from the pictures I've seen.
Thank you. I haven't shared all of them yet, but...
Are you going to share all of them? Because it seems like one of those that you wouldn't.
There were several that I won't. However, they actually turned out really good and very classily done, I should say.
And who did them?
Derek D-Rock. He's actually a rock and roll photographer.
I met him when I worked at The Rock.
Yeah, and he does an amazing job. I mean, he takes some great photos, and I was very privileged that you know, he even wanted to.
Oh, he approached
shoot
you.
Me.
That was awesome.
Well, no, it was kind of a mutual thing.
Okay.
It was a mutual thing, but we're gonna do two more.
Oh wow!
So there's a couple more coming up.
Wow.
So,
are there going to be themes? Do we need to start assembling outfits?
Well, yes, we're assembling outfits.
Did you text me? Was it the day? 2 days before.
Yeah.
Asking me if I had long pearls. And I was like, I don't. But what's going on? Oh, my gosh. That sounds like so much fun. And I wanted to have pearls to give you.
I
did one of those boudoir shoots. They had the pearls.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Well, I have pearls, but I wanted one
long. Yes.
Yeah. Because I really wanted to layer them up and that. And it's okay because I'll still be doing that. It's just didn't happen to be on that shoot. So
right.
It's okay.
Yes. So let's start assembling outfits now. Let's start planning. We'll like do a storyboard of your photo shoot.
So much fun. I'm looking up. I ordered a couple bustiers from, unfortunately, a company that now has told me that first they never showed up and then they told me that they weren't.
Who is this company? If they're bad, we shall expose them.
It actually was, it's called Nasty Dress. A lot of people
I've
go
not heard
on
of
there.
Them.
A lot of people look at their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, they're sent out of China.
Oh.
And then I went online and found out that they really don't get very good ratings. So now I have to find somewhere else to get the particular ones that I'm looking for. So
I found some great ones at Fascinations.
The one right behind Shotgun Willie's. Okay, I'll have to go there.
I found some great outfits.
Okay. I'll have to go there.
You have bigger boobs than me, or I'm totally like, you're like, here, look at what I have.
They look great. They look great.
Because bustiers can be shared.
They look great on everyone.
They do, except they make me look very flat. Well, not that I need any help looking flat.
Well, they do have the ones that you can, yeah.
Kind of. Do they have push-up bustiers?
Well, it's how you wear, they have certain ones, and it's how you wear them that mm-hmm. you can, if you wear them tighter and you pull up at the top portion of your boob.
Maybe we should have a lesson.
Yeah, we should.
A private lesson, not on the podcast. No. No vlogging involved, Steve.
No. No, Steve. You'll show up with your camera and your phone and everything else.
Speaking of.
We'll skip that.
He stopped by your work.
My office.
Your day job. And mm-hmm. then you came here to do this vitamin B shot.
Yes.
Is that, excuse me. No, you're fine. Is that what you call it?
It's called a mix shot.
Mix shot.
Yeah, it's a lipotropic, it's a fat burner. Mm-hmm. So it's got vitamin B complex in it. It's got amino acids, and they help clean out your organs so that they work better, basically. And so that you process your food and your vitamins are more readily used in your body. And it's just really, it's just all over healthy for you.
So you came to the house and gave me one.
Yes, I did.
And it didn't hurt. It didn't. I had no side effects except for the night after I couldn't sleep. Is that typical?
Was it the night after?
The night, like you did it at 6 p.m. that night, I could not sleep.
So for you, we need to do it in the morning then.
Gotcha. Yeah. But and I couldn't, I was like, is it because of the shot? That's the only thing different. But I could have my mind preoccupied. I slept 2 hours that night.
Well, the B is for extended energy.
Right.
So,
and I take vitamin B on a regular basis. And I was like, well, that shouldn't have affected me. I take vitamin B.
excuse me, this goes actually into the bloodstream. So it goes straight into the bloodstream. So for people who don't know, unless you saw Steve and the fact that he had to videotape the whole thing.
And if you haven't, Wrinkled Sheets on YouTube.
Right. And then he made me do squats. That's another story.
We'll get to that in a minute. Because we got to talk about that. I need some girl advice.
What's called pulling the butt back up where it belongs.
Creating the butt where it used to be.
Right, Steve?
So you give these vitamin B shots on a regular basis.
Yes.
Right? Like yeah. Daily? How many?
Daily.
I bet.
Oh my gosh. I don't know how many I do a day. Weekends are more, people just drop by and
On the weekends?
I work on Saturday.
Wait a second.
I do.
I had no idea.
I do. I work 6 days a week. So
I had no, okay. Wow. Mm-hmm. Your cape just got bigger.
My cape's pooped.
You should have Mondays off. Don't like hairstylists that work Saturdays have Mondays off?
Yeah, but I can't because our doctor is in on Mondays and I have to assist the doctor in his treatments and things like that. So it really, Mondays are a no-go for me. Though sometimes during the week I do have a day off. But okay. However... I just took over directorship of my office.
What?
So, yeah, this is stuff that
like
we just...
director of the office?
Director.
Like admin hell?
I am... Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yes. And now I can also announce, which I was holding back, so I get to announce it.
There's going
to
be an announcement. Okay. I didn't even know this. I got goosebumps.
No, you know this one, but but nobody else did. Okay. So, we're... opening a satellite office at the Jet Hotel
in Denver, next to Beatty's Mongolian Grill.
Right. It's really close to Larimer Square. Yes. So people who are not quite sure where it's
Wazzy
at.
It's off 15th.
Right. Right. And it's a boutique hotel. It's got 16 rooms. Wow. And we're going to have a small spa in there. And so I'm going to own and run that. And it's going to be an offshoot from the spa I'm now running.
So you're doing both?
Yeah, we'll be doing both. That one's a little bit out yet because they've had some construction delays, but...
Okay. So see, I didn't know you could announce that yet because you had said, oh, I was going to announce it, and then I thought it was a new announcement, but this is exciting.
No, I can announce it now because it's, yeah, so we're good.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow. So you're going to be working 9 days a week.
Yes.
Because then on top of all of that, you have your toxic twins.
On top of toxic twins and are trying to book bands, and two of the bands are... I may have them on a European label. I will find out soon. So,
and is that Max Explosion and Kickin' Valentina?
Those are the two that are probably going to be on the European label.
Because those
yeah.
are the two that you've been talking about the most. So I was just guessing.
Yes, and they've been highly recognized. Both are in the studio. Both are finishing their albums, and I'm so excited. I'm so completely excited because they're killer. Max Explosion, I've heard all the songs and just amazing. And Kickin' Valentina, their music producer that they're using is just rockin'ly good. So I'm really proud of them. I picked up another band here in Denver.
Ooh, who?
Gorilla Radio. And they're a Rage Against the Machine tribute band. Super good. There's another one it's been since I've been here. I forgot. It's a Rush tribute band that is, oh my gosh, they're probably, I don't think anybody could even tell the difference if they had their back during that they are a Rush tribute band. So
what are they called?
And they're Rush Archives. It's the name of the band.
Excellent.
So,
that's not on your website.
We're adding that in, actually.
Because I feel like I, up until this point, I have been focusing on your day job and been like, yeah, Toxic Twin sounds fun.
Yeah.
But then I was like, I need to really embrace all of T-Squared.
Oh, well, yeah. The website needs to be updated, which I will call Chris McCarville. He is the lead singer of Max Explosion.
Oh, he's the one that does your website.
He's the one who actually does my website.
Your website looks great. I love
it. He's a killer graphic artist. I can't say more about him. He's amazing. And I think, girls, I have mentioned before... He's beautiful. There's a lot of beautiful.
You have mentioned beautiful men.
I have beautiful. I have a lot of beautiful.
I try not to. I'm not going to like check him out because I'm taken. I have a beautiful man.
You know what? We can always scan a menu. I'm telling you. You can always scan the menu. It doesn't mean you have to eat it. So it's all good.
Wow. That was in the gutter.
What gutter? That wasn't even close.
Wow.
Let's get started there, shall we? I'm sure my toxic twin, Lisa Marie Jones, is probably right.
You guys look like sisters.
We do, a lot of
people. You need to text me a picture of you two because I don't want to go searching. I've seen it and I want to put it on our Facebook page.
Oh, okay.
Because we've talked about toxic twins and when I saw a picture of you two, I was like, wow, yeah.
And she's the taller sister.
Right, she got the taller jeans.
She got the heighter. The height.
And you got the shorter.
And I got the shorter.
Oh, that's awesome.
We're sisters of another mista.
Right.
So
tell me what this Toxic Twins business entails. Like, you have these bands. You have Mac Explosion, Kickin' Valentina, Saints of Rebellion, Prophets of Addiction.
Right.
And then these two new ones.
Yes, we have the two new ones. And then, of course, we have Hooligans Holiday, which is
it's not on your website.
I know.
Come on, T-Square.
Okay.
I feel like I was in the know, and then I'm not.
Chris McCarville, we will be talking tomorrow.
Is it on your...
I will make sure.
Do you have Toxic Twins Facebook page?
Yes, we have it's Toxic Twins PR. And so they're all on there, for sure.
All right.
Hooligans Holiday is actually a Motley Crue tribute band, and they're killer.
Vince Neil.
Their lead singer Yeah.
Does
Brad.
Does he look like Vince Neil?
No. Actually, the band, believe it or not, doesn't look like them at all. However, they're so fun to watch because they actually... They're on wireless mics, so they go out and they will, they interact with the audience, they'll walk on the bars, they'll stand on tables,
awesome. And this is Hooligans?
Hooligans Holiday.
Holiday.
Yeah, and Brad, the lead singer, I mean, dead on for Vince Neil, so we don't skimp sound-wise. Oh, my word.
I was like, I'm thinking appearance, you're thinking sound, and wow.
No, oh, my word, they're just amazing.
Wow. So, speaking of cover bands, I watched the Grammys, and the opening band, AC/DC,
woo!
Don't hate me, I had never seen them perform before. Okay. Don't hate me.
I'm not hating.
Have you heard of Hell's Bells?
Yes.
Okay. Have you seen them perform?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. They look like the girls of Hell's Bells. Okay. If people are listening and they don't know who Hell's Bells is, it's a cover band, but it's made up of all women.
Right.
And they have the mannerisms down, the look down, like just age them 50 years and they'll be like spitting images.
Yeah, and there's also an all female tribute band for Iron Maiden too. So don't worry, I don't expect you to know that one either. It's okay. We're good. But you're gonna
all
be
fair. I was like, you are I don't know who Brush is.
You're gonna be proud of me though, because I really liked Miranda Lambert's performance.
I saw your comments on Facebook about the Grammys, and I was like, should I bring them up?
Oh, no.
Because this is my life. I fight with Steve constantly about new music, and I was like, uh-oh.
I can't stand the new music, but I can tell you that I really did like Miranda Lambert's performance.
How she is. Like, if you see her live, that is how she is. She is, like, gritty and just, like, gets passionate.
And she was fun, and she's
yes,
so
that's
cute,
how she
and
is.
She's just, and she, it was enjoyable.
She's awesome.
See?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Okay.
So tell me, what did you hate about the Grammys?
Oh,
let's
just,
get it out of the way.
I mean,
let's
honest to God, okay, so 90% of the music on there, overproduced, overdone. I've props to Beck because he actually produces and writes his own music. He is a musician. I am not a fan of his style of music, but he is a musician
and
he's really good.
That's how I am. Like, I appreciate him as an artist, but I don't like his style of music. Most of the performances on the Grammys, you can ask Steve. I was like, can we fast forward? Because we started late.
Oh my gosh. It just is annoying to me. And I'm sorry, to those who like Beyonce.
I didn't.
She for 40,000 producers, 40,000 writers.
Kanye's
you know,
coming after you, T squared.
I hope Kanye
Yeezy
comes
coming after,
after
you.
Me, because actually, my Jesus, toxic put she put something on Facebook which
I'm not connected with her. I didn't see.
You should. She's funny. Oh my gosh.
We'll have to do that tonight, and then you'll have to tell her like accept her.
She's completely hysterical. She's funny as I'll get up. But she put up a picture of Zach Wilde. I know. It's okay. And and it says, and on the picture it says, I hope I win a Grammy next year, and let's see what Kanye does when I get up there. Because Zach would probably just pummel him into the ground.
And you know, Beck was
I would
like,
love that.
Come on up.
I know.
Like, he was super sweet.
Yeah, but Beck was also, I'm sure, kind of egging him on, like,
yeah
do
come
it.
Come on up. Stir it.
Do it.
But, okay, so watching the Grammys, and you see that happen, my immediate thought was, oh, Kanye's being funny. He was tripping us out, right? And so if he would have just kept his mouth shut.
I
would have thought he was a funny guy and maybe would have earned maybe like a half of a Kanye point.
Yeah.
And then like, that's hilarious.
Except for his freaking comments
afterwards.
He's a dick. I'm sorry.
Beck needs to appreciate the artistry that is, and Beyonce should have got, I'm like, what the hell does he owe Beyonce?
No.
She is Queen Bee, literally. Miranda, huge fan of Beyonce.
Well, and that's great. Huge fan. And
Beyonce runs the world. She has a song, Runs the World. And she doesn't need Kanye fighting her battles.
No, and she didn't have, you know, and she has nothing nasty to say about anybody, because I have to give her props for that.
She is a lady.
But she is a lady. But, you know, when you get somebody,
It's okay. It's a podcast. We're not censored.
Like Kanye, you know, who's up there saying, oh, music appreciation, whatever. Oh, give me a freaking break.
I loved the article that you posted. Was it today?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
The Garbage, from Garbage Singer?
Yes.
So talk about that.
Well, she was so funny. I love the fact that she called him a twat. I love that word. It's so funny.
It's not vulgar, but it's insulting.
It's insulting and it's hysterical. And the fact that she just nailed him to the floor, mm-hmm. as far as his attitude and how, and actually, she was actually nice enough to say, you don't even recognize your own talents.
I know, in like her second sentence.
Yeah.
I had to read that twice and I was like,
what? Nope.
Oh, she did say that.
She did. Because, you know, there's always talent up there somewhere. You have to have some form of talent to get that. Well, I take that back. There's a few bands that, you know, you just really question. They're not. I'm not worried. I'm not talking
about. Are you talking about Taylor?
No, okay, actually, good. No.
All right. She writes used to people.
She writes her own music.
Well, supposedly.
Whatever.
Steve will fight you on that.
Anyway, well, I mean, once again, 4,000 producers and directors and blah, blah, blah. But on the other hand, you know, at least she does, you know, she's actively involved in what she does.
Yes.
You know, so I can appreciate any of that. But what happened to the metal and the power ballads and the power music?
Did they used to have those?
Yeah.
Categories?
Well, not necessarily.
The rock category, like I'm listening to the nominees and I was like, okay, I'm not into the rock scene, but that doesn't sound like rock music to me.
It wasn't.
Okay. So you
and
agree,
I'm sorry.
As a rock princess that you are, that's not rock music.
No, it's not.
It's like babyfied rock music, right?
It's crap.
Very like... There you go.
It's crap. Come on.
And
who can't screw up?
We're
sorry.
A podcast.
Who can't screw up three chords? I mean, seriously, you can take three chords and make them amazing. I mean, and hello, AC/DC opened the show. Got it.
I know.
You know? And it's like, so,
My brother doesn't listen to the podcast, but I gotta say, like, I was talking to him the night before, and I was like, oh, the Grammys are tomorrow. And typically when I talk to him about music stuff, he's like, because he's a big Christian fan, but he's, in the last few years, gotten into the Aussie and stuff like that, and the AC/DC. And I was like, oh, are you gonna watch the Grammys? And he's like, yeah, I really do want to. And I'm like, what? My brother?
Do you know many people? Do you? I don't think a lot of people realize that there's a lot of Christian metal bands that rock.
There are, and my brother can tell you all about them. But I'm not into that, so we don't have that connection.
Yeah, they rock. They can tear it up, and you know, if you appreciate metal music, you can listen to that and just have an absolute blast.
I think when he's at work, because he works in like a shop environment.
Yeah.
He plays the secular rock music, the metal, but he has an appreciation. Like, he was listing bands, I couldn't tell you, that are coming to his area that are these Christian metal bands, and I'm like, okay, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
But he was like, I'm excited for the Grammys because AC/DC, and I'm like, what? Where did you come from? My brother that used to sing Brooks and Dunn when he was a little boy, like, I'm like, how did we drift so apart?
Well, AC/DC is they're just such a classic band.
They are. They really are.
So
they really are. I appreciate their music.
And their music, and it's catchy, and it's fun, and it's...
Hell's Bells? It's got to be one of the top songs of all time.
You know, I don't know if I have a favorite that they have, though.
Okay.
I really don't know.
Are you going to tell me it's not a
favorite? I like Back in Black as one of my favorites, so...
It's just one of those great songs that I like to throw on when I'm working out. And I just, you know, when no one's around, start air punching like nobody's business.
Oh, I know. Carrie was asking something about how she was looking for something for.
Oh, I missed that.
For workout music. And I can't remember who I said, but I said some like ripping metal band. And she actually goes, well, I actually have that. And I was like, right on.
Nice.
That's my Carrie.
Spotify has great playlists. And you can like select the genre. I haven't checked to see if they have metal, but I bet they do.
I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do, actually. Just
upbeat that has that constant tempo that you need to work out.
Yeah. And, I mean, You Shook Me All Night Long. How can you not shake your butt to that? I mean,
I know. That's like an ultimate
That's a butt shaker.
What movie was that in? It was in the late 90s, maybe early 2000s. Shoot, remember the nerd gets drunk and he sings that song?
No.
Is it 10 Things I Hate About You? No? Okay, look at me talking that you don't know.
Maybe. Like, no, yeah, totally. Okay. Just flew right over.
I think that's the movie.
Okay.
And, yeah. No, that's Pour Some Sugar on Me. I'm an idiot.
That's Def Leppard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. So I got to tell you, the first time I saw Hell's Bells, the AC/DC girl cover band that I love, it was in Salida, Colorado. I was with an ex who played softball, and we were only in Salida for a softball tournament.
Yeah.
And I had like researched, it was some festival that they have every summer there. And Hell's Bells was the musical guest. And I had been drinking, and I was like, I want to hear her Pour Some Sugar on Me. And they're like,
what?
You are an idiot. What do you mean? They don't sing that song?
It's okay.
Wait. I just wanted away from the softball. I'm like, live music.
We all have our, I mean.
Our moments. I just admitted one.
I have a lot of brain fart moments, so I'm good. I totally, you need not apologize okay. for any of that. It's okay.
So that was one of the most embarrassing moments, but I definitely learned quickly. Let's stop and do Woman Crush of the Week.
Okay.
Because if we don't, we're going to forget.
I know. And guess what? I didn't come prepared with one. So I'm going to pull one out of the top of
my... Usually. You like have like these deep ones. And I'm like,
I know.
Mine this week will be great because it'll relate to T-squared.
But and I saw that and I'm so impressed. I'm so happy. I am so happy.
Love.
Okay. You do yours. And okay. I'm going to pull one out of a hat.
Okay. So mine is Joan Jett.
Okay.
I love rock and roll. You'll never hear me sing again. she's an American rock guitarist, singer, songwriter, producer, and occasional actress, which I did not know.
Yeah.
She has been in the group Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, and they had a hit record, I Love Rock and Roll.
Right.
And that was number one on the Billboard Hot 100 from March 20th to May 1st of 1982.
Yep.
I was one. But it came back. It's like been one of those songs that you hear for decades, right?
Oh, it doesn't age. That song itself doesn't age. And if you look at her, she's
doesn't age either.
Well, she for a while got kind of she went through a rough spell.
Oh, did she?
And she's now taking really good care of herself, and she looks amazing. She's killer. Mm-hmm. She really is. She's taking really good care of herself, and she's killing it out there.
Because when I looked at photos of, because when I first researched her, of course, the older photos came up. And then when I looked at nowadays photos, I'm like, that's really not a big difference there.
Nope.
Amazing.
And you do know that, remember, one of my crushes was Lita Ford?
Yes.
Do you know that they were in a band together?
I didn't know that.
They did.
What was the band called?
Shit. The Runaways. That's the name of the band. So we're just talking about brain fart moments. And of course, what do I have?
A brain fart moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome. It makes me feel
We're going to have
so
to air out
better.
The room. That one smelled bad. Anyways.
I got the candles going.
No, it was me. It's all good. I called it.
I got to ask, what perfume are you wearing? Oh, come
actually,
on.
Actually, this one's an Ed Hardy, Hearts and Daggers.
It smelled amazing. When you walked into my house, I was like, I can blow out all the candles now.
Oh, thank you.
You smell amazing.
Yeah, that's Hearts and Daggers. That's one of my better ones, besides Chanel Tendre a Tinder. I don't know how you say it. That's a hint in case anybody, you know.
Valentine's Day Valentine's is like 3 days away.
Or shoes.
Or shoes.
Whatever.
So back on track with Joan Jett, I just mm-hmm. want to throw out some more facts because she's our featured woman crush of the week.
Right.
She has had, let's see, 3 albums that have been certified platinum or in gold, and she's been a feminist icon throughout her career. She's considered by the Toronto Sun as the queen of rock and roll.
Yep.
I think I could accept that title.
Mm-hmm.
In my world, my limited rock and roll world, she is my queen, I think. Yeah.
I would love to be considered the queen of rock and roll. That would be awesome.
You are the princess of rock in my land.
Thank you. You always do. If you guys could see her, every time she does that, she does like this little hourglass shape, and it's funny. I'm actually shaped that way. It's kind of funny. Anyway, but...
Sorry, I don't know what. I like put everything down to do it. Weird. The wine must be getting to me. And
just so you guys know, we actually do drink on here.
We are drinking Cupcake Red Velvet because that is the T-squared wine. Even though it's Carrie's favorite wine.
It's awesome.
You and I both like it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It is. It's got a sweet enough taste that I can deal with it.
Right, and dry enough that I can stand it. Because I can't do the sweet.
You can't
sweet.
Do Pinot Grigio.
No, it's too sweet for me. I just don't have sweet tooth. I know that confuses you, but I just don't have that.
I know. I gave her some brownie brittle a month or so ago when you painted my eyebrows.
But I have to admit, that was awesome.
It's not super sweet.
No, it's good.
It's kind of, yeah. But you were like, oh, I'll take it home and everyone else will eat it. I'm like, how are you, like, girls? Float till chocolate. I got to tell you a story. Sorry, I'm totally squirreling. I have this big jar of kisses in my office, like Hershey's kisses.
Yes.
For Valentine's Day, I'm asking all of the office to guess the amount, and the one closest gets this amount of chocolate. And I got to say, it's over 300, right?
Right.
300 Hershey's kisses. And one of my coworkers comes in today, a female, and I felt so bad. She like goes to open the jar to get chocolate. And I was like, I get it. I have a chocolate issue too. But that is sealed.
You
because
can't.
Because we counted touchy. It once. And I knew me. I'm like, we have to seal this jar because if it's going to be in my office, it has to be sealed. So I felt really bad. But it made me like be like, you go, girl. Please.
I have to admit, it's funny because... back to Hooligan's Holiday, mm-hmm. they have a new guitarist. His name's Jay, sweetheart and a half, darling guy,
mm-hmm.
Killer guitar player. He also works for a trucking company, and one of their trucks or something does the Ghirardelli chocolates. Oh. And I was like, so if there's any dark chocolate with sea salt that might just happen to fall off a truck, mm-hmm. would be awesome. You know, I'm just throwing that out there.
4 days to Valentine's Day.
So it was really nice because I went over to his house with a friend a couple weeks ago, just before my birthday. And he goes, would you like some chocolate? And I'm like, you know, not a huge fan.
Sweet girl.
Well, what's he pull out? Ghirardelli with sea salt. And he goes, it fell off a truck. I thought you'd like some. I was like, oh, Jay.
That's awesome.
So he remembered.
That is awesome. Growing up, my neighbor was a truck driver. And that would, like, we would end up with, like, boxes of stuff.
Yeah.
It's crazy how much things fall off trucks.
I know, right? I need a new stereo system in my car.
I need a new iPhone. I cracked mine. 6 plus, please. Yeah.
That's just in case anybody's listening.
So you mentioned your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get to your woman's crush.
Right.
How did that go? I haven't talked to you since. Right before your birthday, you came and gave me a shot of the bee in my... buddy.
Yeah, right.
And then, yeah, I haven't talked to you since then. How did it go?
Oh, just I had a great weekend. Crazy
fun. Did you drink enough to forget how old you were?
I didn't really drink a whole lot, to be honest with you. What? I haven't been drinking that much
okay.
recently.
Okay.
which Cheers. Is weird. Cheers. So I'm drinking now. Anyway, no, it was just a nice, relaxing, fun weekend that it's no pressure.
Those are the nothing. Best
weekends. It was just nice to just chill and have fun with friends and just, yeah, no worries.
Did you get cake?
I did not get cake.
What?
I did. Well, I, you know.
You're not a sweet tooth girl.
I'm not a sweet tooth girl.
If I would have known.
But I had an amazing. We would have cupcakes right now. I had an amazing steak dinner. Oh, and, I love steak. It was really good. And that was awesome.
Well, good. I'm glad you had an amazing birthday.
Yeah, I did. I was pretty happy. So.
Okay, it's your turn. Woman crush of the week. Woman crush of the week. It's your time to highlight that fierce woman in your mind or life, or you wish you were friends. Miranda, call me.
You know what? I just realized my woman crush of the week is actually Janet Blair.
What?
No. And I'm going to say why. And I'm going to say why. And actually, I did have this pre-planned, and I just lied to you earlier. And I'm going to tell you why. And if you cry, we'll all know. I've always said, if you've listened to me on here and or read on Facebook or anything, I always call her my breath of fresh air, because Janet always has positive. Oh, stop! Oh, there she goes.
I need tissues.
She always has the most positive things to say. It's always super uplifting. And she, sorry. Oh crap. Oh, here we go. Chick moment. And
this
I know.
It's a girl's podcast.
And which is fun. No, yeah, it's a girl's podcast, and all my dude friends listen to it. So they know, and they know how much of a weenie I am. So, but the reason is because every time I read a post that you put, it's always positive. It's always so sweet. And it's always so uplifting. And what you probably don't know is that when I and Steve text each other, he says the most beautiful things about you that I don't even know if you know about.
Probably not. He's a guy. They don't share.
He thinks that you are the world, and he says the most sweetest things about you ever. And he loves the fact that you are so uplifting all the time.
I try. Thank you so much. Wow. See why you shouldn't spring things on me? I have nothing to wipe my eyes with right now.
Well, you've got a shirt sleeve. It can happen.
There you go. And it's black.
So and it's washable.
Yes. Thank you so much.
So I actually did have that pre-planned.
Oh.
And that was my little surprise for you.
Oh, my gosh.
And Steve may kick my butt for admitting that, but I'm just telling you right now, it's the truth.
No, he'll be so. Like, yes, points for Steve.
Steve gets points.
Right.
Yep.
Thank you so much. You see, I told you, you always dig deep. Damn it. I'm sorry, I don't typically cuss, but yikes. Thank you so
and
much.
And she is as sweet as you all.
I'm so thankful to have girls like you and Carrie in my life. Super strong women that just very inspirational to me. Very.
Yeah, and we need uplifting ladies like yourself to
pink rainbows
keep that
and
going on.
Kitty cats. That's my world. I throw glitter. That's what I actually said that to someone today at work. They're like, "How's it going?" I was like, "I just keep throwing glitter."
She throws glitter, and Carrie's dog poops glitter. So we've got.
What's your glitter contribution, T squared?
I know what my glitter contribution
What's
is.
That?
Well, my roommate Frank works for the Grammy Association right. off and on. Or well, not off and on, every year.
Every year right before
it's,
the Grammys.
Yeah, and it's a fundraiser he always does this amazing thing. This year he was sweet enough to bring back the Grammy bags, the little
like
gift bags.
Yes.
Well, not the super duper Grammy.
Not the swag
not
bags.
The super Grammy bags.
Other swag bags.
The other swag bags. But my glitter contribution is because it had a bunch of makeup in it.
Oh, yummy. What brands?
This was NYX, NYX.
I love NYX. I love NYX. I have a palette of theirs. I have a primer of theirs. I have an eyeliner of theirs. I have a couple lip lippies of theirs.
I am freaking in love with their liquid liquid eyeliner.
Very price conscious. And you can get it at Nordstrom Rack.
And just so you guys know, like, you guys, I'm saying guys, because I have a guys on here that wear guy liner.
What kind of liner do guys wear? What brand?
I don't know.
Do they just pick up, like, the Jordache $1.99 liner?
I think some of them do, but some of them don't. Jay, the one who brought me the chocolate, wears...
Is he like Kat Von D?
Oh, full on. He's full on. He's so going to laugh his ass off when he hears these. But he actually wears glitter eyeshadow, but on the it's hysterical. But you'd have to see it.
But I bet with the stage lights, it works.
It totally works. But I was going to say for Dude Liner...
Dude Liner.
Adam.
We need to come out with our own line. Dude liner.
Dude liner. Let's do it. Okay.
Don't listen.
So, Adam, I was going to tell you, I found you an eyeliner that you're going to love, and it's NYX, and it's super killer. But
so their eyeliner is awesome?
It's killer.
Is it waterproof?
Well, it hasn't run yet, and I was crying, so yeah, I'm pretty good.
I water.
So, so Frank brought home these makeup palettes, and he gave it to us girls in the house, and they are awesome. So,
Yay. So
thank you, Frank Pastello.
And I wore his hat to a recent concert,
and I saw that, and it was posted.
Did he see it?
Okay,
because you get lost in Facebook sometimes. Yeah, and you're like, are the people that really should see this seeing this?
Yes.
But I wore it to the Eric Church concert.
Yep, saw it, and I did tell him it's called Wicked Lids. But
Wicked Lids. And I have promoted it on our Facebook before. And is he still doing that actively?
Oh, yeah. He's been doing a lot of them lately.
Really?
As a matter of fact. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of painting.
I got to tell you, the way I got roped into a Wicked Lid, I had been drinking one night, probably too much wine. And Steve wore his. And he's like, oh, yeah, Frank made this. And I was like, Frank made you a hat? And I'm all, Frank, I need a hat. And I love my Wicked Lid.
Yeah, I love mine too.
And what color is yours?
Mine's black, and it's got a silver cross and a purple dragon wrapped around the cross, and the wings go all the way across the back. Cool part is that I wore it to, Frank and I went to a Steve Vai concert and went backstage and hung out with Steve Vai literally for a couple hours, and he had a silver, it was super cool because he had a silver Sharpie, and the back of my lid is now signed by Steve Vai too. Awesome. So I have
another Miranda meet and greet, my lid is going with me.
You
and
need
Miranda
to.
Will sign it.
You should.
Because the cool thing about Wicked Lids is he customizes them.
Yes.
Like, mine has a cross, but it has wings.
Yeah.
Because that's so me. And it says Pink Barb, which is my online name. And, yeah. So, if you need a killer hat, Wicked Lids.
Yeah. And it was so much fun. And funny story. I know we're not even on script. Whatever.
I told you. You're like, I didn't study. I'm like, we're good.
So this is a funny story, which I haven't shared with you, on the Wicked Lids. So at that Steve Vai show, we were taking pictures, and I have pictures of Steve Vai and I, and I'm such a dork because I'm such a fan, and I look like such an idiot, and I work with rock stars all the time. I look like such a dork in my pictures.
It's okay to fan out.
Anyway, yeah, I totally did. And, a friend of mine who's a memorabilia collector and reseller sends me an email, and he goes, I have to show you something. He found a picture of Steve Vai and I standing there together at the end of this concert that people were selling on eBay. What? And he randomly found this picture.
So a picture of you was being sold on eBay?
Uh-huh, and of Steve Vai together.
But the most important part is you.
There's
a picture of T-Squared being sold on eBay.
Which was actually illegal because Steve Vai is considered a public figure.
Right.
I'm considered a public figure, but I'm considered a signed model.
Oh.
So they're not allowed to utilize
it. Did you crush him?
I did send the guy an email. I figured out where it came from, I said, you basically
you're
can't
so
sell this.
You're so much cooler than me. I'm all like, if I were being sold on eBay,
Well, he had to, like, but he had to give me, no.
I have.
He had to give me
papers.
He had to give me a cut of it.
Right.
If not, you know.
I have no claims. I mean, yay, I'm being sold on eBay.
I was really uncomfortable with the fact that there's just this
two different worlds.
Random picture out of nowhere.
I live in a cubicle and you live on the catwalk.
it was kind of weird, actually. I was kind of uncomfortable about the whole
thing. I could totally see that.
Yeah.
Mm. It is still a little bit cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. I'll go with that.
Just a little bit.
I will go with that.
Not like a lot, but a little bit.
But it was weird.
Yeah.
It was weird.
It was weird.
Yeah. Makes you wonder what else.
Did he respond? Oh, don't.
No, he didn't.
Don't go into the dark hole.
No, he didn't, but I don't know where it ended up. It's just one of those things. Like there was a photo of me in a gallery in New York
that you knew about?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's sold to some dude. It's hanging in somebody's house. I don't know who, but I did sign off on it. So there you go.
Do you think about it daily? Once a week?
No. Not
once a month?
No.
Once a year?
Maybe.
Okay.
Okay.
Because I would be like, what?
Maybe. But you can't really, in that particular.
Is it X-rated?
Oh, no. Well, I don't do it. No, I don't do X-rated.
I don't know. We've never really talked about your modeling career. Like,
I don't show.
I got to say, like,
I don't
one
show
of my
at
friends,
all.
One of my friends
okay.
that I did not know anything about, like, her life before I met her, come to find out, she was, like, a new model overseas for a while. And mm-hmm. I'm like, what? I'm so confused.
But overseas, that's, like, it's yeah. completely acceptable. That's just the way it is, so.
Right. Here in America, it's trashy. Right?
Yeah. Exactly.
And so you're like, no, I would never. But I think because of that experience, I was like, oh, that's very pretty.
This photo is not trashy at all. And as a matter of fact, it's pretty classy. It is.
I'm just saying
it's not one that I would be completely concerned about.
But your face is in someone else's face that you don't know every day.
But they don't, you can't really see my face because I'm laying upside down. I'm laying on my back and my legs are up in the air. It's different.
Very cool.
It's different. It's on my Facebook
cool.
page, people.
Oh.
Hidden.
Oh. I was like, send it to me. I'll post it.
No, you can. Actually, you can.
Yes, send me you that can. And the your sister.
Oh, yeah. Missy.
Your sister from another Mista.
Yep, Miss Lisa.
I do want to touch on one more thing before we wrap up. So on the last podcast, which was 2 weeks ago, Tara was here.
Yes.
And we were talking about podcasts and how she kind of got roped into the podcast world. And she recommended a podcast called Serial. Well, I ended up being able to download and listen to the first 1.5 episodes. And what this podcast is about is it's following this murder case. When the murder happened in 1999, I'm not sure when the guy that was convicted but he's been in prison since. And someone that's been an advocate for him has reached out to this lady that does the podcast.
Right.
And I think she comes from American Life podcast. And she's been going through 10 or 12 episodes. I can't remember exactly because, again, I haven't listened to all of them. Like, kind of ripping apart this case that convicted this guy and threw him in jail. And this last weekend. Oh, that's beautiful. I got to show you a picture. T-Square just showed me the picture and it'll be up on our Facebook page. So in order to see it, you must hit like on our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
So back to this podcast, sorry. It's called Serial and, Adnan Seed is the person that was convicted and it looks like he might be getting an appeal. And that was announced this last weekend. 15 years ago, he was convicted of murdering his high school classmate, Hae Min Lee. And he has been attempting to convince the court to grant him a new trial for over a decade now. So 1999, I graduated from high school, and that was 15 years ago. So that's crazy. And over the weekend, the Baltimore Sun reported that the Maryland State of Appeals agreed to hear his case. Now, if you're like Tara and me, as I've started, you've listened to the podcast, you've heard that Tara stated that that's one of her favorite podcasts, and she's really latched onto it, and I get it. It's like one of those, like, A&E shows that really follow those murder.
Yeah,
you're like,
I'm a geek about those. I listen to those all the time.
Love this.
I'm gonna listen to it. And Tara's such, she's so wonderful to listen to.
I'm telling you, for Christmas next year, I'm gonna get all you girls together and we're gonna just drink wine and chat, because you know Carrie, but you've never met Natty. You've not met Tara. Like, all of us need to get together.
Yeah, and they're all wonderful co-hosts. They're amazing.
So she brought this into my world, and now to see it in the news and see that this guy, because of this one podcast, might get a retrial. Because there are letters that weren't even submitted into the original case that say that he wasn't even around when the murder happened. He was with a classmate in the library.
You know, that just it just goes to show, you know, I don't know if the guy's...
I don't know.
You
either.
Know, I don't
God
know.
Only God knows, really.
But truly, but... You know, it's sad to know that there are so many people that are convicted of things that are wrongly convicted. Mm-hmm. And how many people are out there that are roaming this earth that are guilty of
evil acts.
Yeah. And so, you know, it's... I don't know. I have no faith in our court system, period, regardless of the situation. But
that's why, like... Police scare me. I don't do anything wrong, but they scare me because it's people like that and above that, they have so much power. Wrong place, wrong time, you can be convicted of something that you didn't do.
Don't get me started on cops.
Oh, okay. Don't do that. Let's end the show. Question and answer.
Oh,
fun.
But you
okay,
know what?
Sorry.
Can we do, before we, can we do the chivalrous acts? The chivalrous...
And then we'll do the question and answer.
My lips
fun.
Won't work right now.
People are laughing. They're like,
because
the
true gentleman, she has drank some. No, but of a
the
true...
The nine chivalrous habits of a true gentleman that make women melt.
Yes.
Men, turn it up.
I have some comments to add to this.
Are these going
to
be positive?
They are.
Okay,
they
so
are.
The first one, opening doors. Car doors, restaurant doors. Front doors of houses. I gotta say, my man does it.
And that is the sweetest thing anybody can do.
I was taken aback and when we first started dating, and I was like, what? Oh, you've been married how many times and you still do this? Like,
it goes back to being a gentleman and back to where we were talking about you and where you and Carrie and I were talking about men and the difference between being, you know, as far as we women have kind of allowed ourselves to not allow gentlemen to be gentlemen, you know, that
type
of thing.
Because we want
to
be these strong women.
Exactly. But on the other hand, these are true, sweet things that I think that men should do. And if they really care, they should do them. And I'll explain to you why I wanted to do this at the very end, because I'm going to spring it on you again, so...
Oh, am I going to cry again?
No, but I might. Go ahead.
All right. The next one is saving the last bit of food. And it is so funny. Steve and I both come from, he comes from South Texas. I come from Southwest Missouri, which is pretty much the South and honorary South. And so we'll leave like the last bit of like the last cookie or the last brownie, because neither one of us has, like, we've been taught, don't take the last bit of food. And he is so amazing. I am coming to learn to be like, if it's going to get eaten, it's only going to get eaten by me, because he will never do it. I have to like coax him, like be like, guess what? I'm good. Take it. And I have to shove it down his throat.
Or split it in half and be sweet about
yes,
it.
Yes, I have
you
done
know,
that.
You
yes.
can do that and split it in half. And yes. I think that's super sweet. And then spending time with your family.
That's
like
a huge
anybody
thing.
Who really cares about their family will allow you to talk about your family, your children, whatever, and
your parents,
and yeah,
your crazy
and,
parents,
and just be a part of it. They'll allow you to make friends with your parents. You know, anything along those lines
They'll suffer through a holiday
week. They'll actually with take your family. You to meet their parents.
Yes.
You know, things like that.
Girly movies.
Suffering through girly movies. And you know what's funny about this one?
What?
I guarantee there's so many men out there that actually do like girly movies and they just won't admit
they
it.
They won't.
Because they're too big of weenies
they
to want to do that.
But Steve, my guy, will admit to you that some of his favorite movies are girly movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, some awesome. Of them are.
They'll send flowers and not the $100 bouquets from 1-800-Flowers on Valentine's Day.
And not the suck-up ones either.
Right, right. Steve will just show up at my office. He's done this on multiple occasions with flowers from Safeway.
You know what? They're flowers. Who the hell cares where they came from?
They're amazing. And they sit in my office until they no longer look like they should be in the world.
Yes.
But yes, because it's just so sweet. It's the thought that counts, guys.
You know what? It doesn't matter where they came from. And if you're a girl who it matters where they came from, maybe you should think about how high maintenance you are. You should might.
And the only reason I know where they're from, because I need to explain myself, is every time he's done it, he's like, oh, I was at Safeway. And I'm like, oh.
They're still flowers. They were still grown. They were still grown.
And they're still beautiful.
There you go. And let's see. Okay. This is what I want to say, because walking on the outside of the sidewalk, when a man walks with you and they put you on the inside of the sidewalk, it's a safety thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it means they care. It means that they would protect you, that you would be given protection, and it makes a woman feel safe.
It does.
And my dad did that to me all the time when we were walking to church every morning, every Sunday morning. Our church was 2 blocks down from our house, and Dad always made sure that we walked on the inside of the sidewalk, and my dad was always walk on the outside of the sidewalk. He's always done that. All my brothers do that. And any true man that's ever going to assume they're going to be with me is going to do that.
It's
period.
A sign of protection. And that's something, no matter how strong a woman is, shut up, ladies. You need that.
Yes.
You do.
And it's loving. And you need to allow that in.
Yes.
Okay.
The next one, kissing your forehead. Sure, you're hoping to date someone that does this, but if it happens too early, it might be a sign that you're in the friend zone, or if it happens, you know, later is the perfect time. I don't care. Like, it's a sign of affection. It's little things like that, like putting their hand in the small of your back. Freaking love that in a public setting.
I do too.
Like, you could be standing there in a huge group of people talking to people. That hand comes in the small of your back. You know, hey, babe, I'm here. You don't have to say anything. It's just like that. You know, kiss my forehead. Let me know that I am an angel to you.
And you lean into it. When they do that, then you just want to lean in more. And yes, it's so cozy.
Yes. And you probably exit early.
Yeah. And then it gets funner from there. Okay, so. And then filling up your gas tank, which is super sweet. And when they get out and they take care of it and they open the gas, they don't want you to get out of the car.
They
it may be bitter
job.
Cold, you know, everything. And that's so sweet. And then, of course, putting on the jacket, which is, where they help you on with your jacket
and
everything.
And Steve
else.
Does that all the time. And I know I take it for granted now, but 4 years ago, I was like, what's happening?
Yay. You know what? It's just a nice gesture.
It
and
is.
That's what you should do for everybody.
It's amazing.
So the reason why this was really important to me and your timing was amazing is because I have to tell you, when Janet asked me if I wanted to do today, February 10th, I was unsure whether or not I wanted to do this today.
Right.
Because I lost my father 3 years ago, and today is his birthday. And my dad did all of that.
Mm. Oh, goodness.
So every little bit of that was important.
It was, yes. Yes, I think that is a great time to wrap it up, because we just looked into your soul.
Yep.
There's no question and answer fun that can make up for that.
So anyway, okay. Sorry, guys.
All right. You guys have a great week and we'll see you again soon.
Okay, for sure.
Bye.
Bye.
You found us once, but can you find us again? Make sure and like us at facebook.com/2girlsinabottleofwine. Follow us on Twitter or Instagram @2girlsandwine. You can find our podcast all over the place. We're at podbean.com, spreaker.com, iHeartRadio, iTunes, and stitcher.com. You can also find all of our links on our blogs at the2girlsandwine.tumblr.com or the2girlsandwine.blogspot.com. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you each and every week at Two Girls in a Bottle of Wine.